Okay, time now for a pre-show, and I'm doing this pre-show on Tuesday night before I know any of the results of the election, because I'm going to settle down. Either I'm going to settle down and watch it with Jackie, or I'm just going to go to fucking bed and figure out what happened tomorrow morning. But in the meantime, I thought we'd do Pete Bone, because Pete Bone's the guy that takes a stand on everything but really doesn't. We've got a couple of different ways with this Pete Bone. He's a character in the very broadest sense, and a couple of times we've said, Pete Bone... he believes yes, no. Something, I think we did that. It's like Pete Bone, he agrees, no, he doesn't with taxation. You know, we did that. Now we're just kind of like, I'm Pete Bone. I take a firm stand, and then he doesn't really give a firm fucking stand on jack shit. So that's what we're going to do here. I got a cup of coffee in my Marin mug, and I'm going to go, back home after doing this, I'm going to sit and I'm going to watch those motherfuckers do their projection screens. Whether it's Fox or CNN, I don't give a fuck. Both of them drive me fucking nuts with their stupid fucking projections. Even though they're never wrong. They're not, you know. They're pretty smart. What they do is they just look at the populations, you know, the large population centers. And I have no idea, you know, who's going to be crying and bleeding like a motherfucking stuck sheep at the end of the day, saying, they cheated. You know, who knows? It's America, man. It's 2024, baby. It's the 21st century. What are you going to do? So I do have my coffee and my Marin mug. I got a big, big cup of Phil's espresso coffee. I brew this shit, you know, really strong. I have an espresso pot. I pack that little filter up, you know, high, little, not filter, but the little basket. With ground coffee, ground, dark, and also for my good friend there, Dennis Brecky in Minnesota, there at White Bear Cuckoo Coffee, he sent me a light roast, and I mixed those beans in with the dark roast, Dennis. And that's what I've been doing lately anyway. And grind that up, put that in the little basket, put in some water, cook that motherfucker, then I pour that into my Marin mug, which is a gigantic, like, brick mug. What is this mug made out of, Mark? Mark Marin gave me this. It has this picture of his cat and him. Pow. The mug is green and kind of brick-colored. It looks like it's... Well, I don't know anything about ceramic. Is ceramic, like, red, like brick? Because it's like a red brickish thing. Anyway, it's a huge mug. I pour the coffee into there. I put in some soy milk vanilla. So it's soy milk, it's sweetened with vanilla. I'm all like off of meat and shit, man. I bought at Whole Foods today. Was I at Whole Foods? Where was I? Whole Foods. And I said, well, fuck it, I'm going to try out. I haven't done that Impossible Burger in a long time because Jackie and I said, this shit's got too much sodium in it. I said, well, fuck it. I saw these sausages. They were plant-based sausages, sort of Italian. Some fennel and shit like that. A lot of fucking sodium, though, like 30 fucking percent. But I went, fuck it, I'll buy it. And put them in the old air fryer. Air fryer's fantastic. Cooked them for, you know, like 8 minutes, four on one side and four on the other. And I had it, and I'll tell you this. The consistency is not like a sausage or meat, obviously, because it's plant-based. The taste, not bad. It's not bad. But when you get around to thinking, yeah, but it's 30 fucking percent sodium, you put enough salt on anything, Jack, and you're going to make it taste good. You're going to get damn close. Seriously. So I won't buy it again because it's too much fucking sodium. I got to stay away from that salt shit because I've got hypertension, which is kind of a high blood pressure thing. It's not kind of, it is. And so I got to stay away from the salt. So I'm not going to buy that shit again. But I'll just as a word of advice to whoever makes that shit, listen, guys, do yourself and your customers a favor. Cut back on the use of salt. See if you can't flavor that shit with something else. How about some garlic powder or something? I don't know. Seriously. How about some fucking onion herb powder? You know, get some Mrs. Dash going in that shit. you know, see what you can do there. Get some chili powder. I don't know. Something. It wasn't bad. Didn't taste bad. I ate two of them. Oh, the other thing? 240 fucking calories each? No, 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 no. You guys are fucking up when you do that. If you want to make a good plant-based product, like a sausage or plant-based whatever, burger, low-cal, low-sodium, man, start there and see what you guys can figure out. You'd have me as a customer. That shit that I bought today, there's two of them. I ate two. That was like, yeah, right, 480 fucking calories on top of the Dave's bread, which was 60 cals, 120, 480, you know, that's 600 calories I had today. That's it. Is that all I had today? Yeah. I barely had 1,000 calories today. If I get my motherfucking ass out on that beach and walk again, I would be, you know, back down to my fighting weight of 205. That's where I was. I looked, you know, when I first met Jackie, she thought I was the hottest fucking thing on two legs. Now she can barely stand. I'm just kidding. But, you know, I don't particularly like the way I look. But, yeah, man, I would definitely do that, you know. I'll go up after we're done here. I'll make myself a salad, but... Yeah. All right, bitch. That's it for the pre-show. Hope you enjoyed it. Watch the post-show on video. Love you.